With a record-tying 14 Academy Award nominations, La La Land is certainly racking up the awards in this awards ceremony season. And we're going to go ahead and take a little peek behind the curtain with an actress who is actually part of La La Land and a Santa Rosa native, Ami Khan. Welcome to the program, Ami.
Thank you so much for having me. Good morning.
Good morning. So tell us about your role in the movie La La Land.
My role is, I play a famous actress, ironically, of to Mia, which is played by Emma Stone. She's an aspiring actress, and she looks up to a specific actress, and I play that role. So I had a chance of doing that. It was wonderful.
Are you the gal that walks through the coffee shop at the beginning of the movie?
I am, yes. Thank you.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay, that's great. You know, I got 1,000 questions for you, but you know, I say in Hollywood, the thing you got to be most is lucky, but the second biggest thing is you got to have talent out your wazoo. I mean, you could sing, you could dance, you were Mrs. Sonoma, you started your own web series. I mean, it seems like you're really working hard at this craft.
Thank you. Yeah, I've grown up in theater arts my whole life since I was a kid. I was such a little ham. My parents put me in theater and ballet and everything. So I grew up with it a lot. My dad's a musician from the Harvest Band in Sonoma County. So it's been in our blood and our family a long time. And I just couldn't get rid of it because why should you? But I've been working hard. I went to school down here in Los Angeles. And, you know, it's part of who I am, and that's part of the great thing about La La Land is it's a love letter to all artists and dreamers and, like, working on your craft no matter what and not denying that part of yourself.
Now, this is a beautiful story, not just for, you know, the script itself, but sort of a wonderful for the director, Damien Chazelle. I mean, he really came on the scene in a big way, and everyone is excited about this movie.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, he had a great time with Whiplash, mm-hmm. And then this is his second film, obviously, but it's also the first film he did. It's taken longer than the Whiplash was, but he is just phenomenal director, phenomenal person. I was just so overwhelmed and honored to have worked with him, and he's only 31, I believe, and so he's just starting. I mean, this is just the beginning of his career, and it's so well-deserved of everything that he's getting right now, the whole cast and crew.
So because of your role in the movie, do you get to go to the after parties and the Oscar parties and all that stuff?
That's happening, yes. This year is actually happening, so I'm very, very grateful for that.
Oh, that's so exciting.
It is. It is.
Oh, my goodness. So in terms of going forward, what things are the cast of Damien and Emma Stone, Ryan Gosling, did you get to talk to them about future projects that they're working on when you were there on set?
We did hang out, we did talk, and I was in contact with them, but they weren't saying anything about new projects. Mm-hmm. It's something they always keep hush-hush, basically.
Sure.
But, I mean, obviously, they're so talented and such incredible people. Everyone was so down-to-earth and so welcoming on set. That was such a beautiful thing to see that, you know, they're definitely in the works. I believe that Ryan Gosling, it was just announced that Ryan Gosling is actually working with Damien Chazelle on a new film after this. About Neil Armstrong, I believe. Don't quote me on that exactly, but Variety just came out with that. And that's going to be very interesting because they're a great team, and I can't wait to see more work from all of them together.
What a year for you. You were also in the American Crime Story, The People versus O.J. Simpson, which that got a lot of buzz on FX. You were in Luck, which was on HBO. I mean, it's been a great year for you.
It's been wonderful. It's finally, I mean, I've been here for 10 years this year. It's the 10th anniversary, and you know, hard work pays off, man. It's like just doing you and following your dream, and as cliche as that may sound, it's cliche for a reason because you need to do what you want to do. And I love the arts, and I've been a part of it, like I said, for my whole life, and it's just an honor to finally like get work done and also be an entrepreneur actor as well, where you create your own work and your own production, like you said earlier. It's just you have to create.
And that's also got to resonate with the story of an aspiring actress in La La Land to sort of have that really personal connection to this.
This film, even if I hadn't been a part of it, it would have resonated so much with me because Mia's character is very much the real deal of living here. The struggle, the heartfelt you feel, the rejection. I mean, it's part of the journey, and you have to be okay with that, but it's part of creating again. And it's a fantastical film. It's a musical, but I also like to say that it's a musical that even if you don't like musicals, still see this film because it's so relatable in so many ways, and it's a beautiful love letter to all artists.
And I'm assuming you owe all of your success to being named Miss Sonoma County.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Always, here, of yes. course. This is my home. No, I'm really, like, thank you for having me on because Sonoma County is my home always and forever, and I'm just really grateful.
Well, thank you so much, Ami, and hopefully we will see a lot of awards coming when the Oscars are announced.
Crossing fingers. Thank you.
Ami Khan, she is an actress in La La Land, and wow, I can't believe I haven't seen it yet, so Larry, I'm going to go and see it right away.